Today is Tuesday, October 25th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. We're starting today with two disappointing headlines out of the court system. Just days after borrowers started applying for student loan forgiveness, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the debt relief program temporarily, while they consider a request for an injunction that was filed by a coalition of six Republican-led states who are, naturally, against people's student loan debt being forgiven. This is extra frustrating because the Biden administration was prepared to start canceling loans as early as next week, but the court has instructed them to hold off on that. However, it does not stop the administration from reviewing applications, so borrowers are encouraged to continue applying on the website studentaid.gov. Nebraska's Attorney General, who is among one of the state officials who filed the lawsuit, said that they're pleased the issue will be analyzed by the court before transferring over $400 billion in debt to American taxpayers. I have no doubt this man was formerly the kid who reminded the teacher that they forgot to assign the homework, as long as it didn't involve readings about any women or non-white people. Up at the Supremes, Justice Clarence Thomas has temporarily blocked the ruling that Lindsey Graham has to testify in the Georgia election interference probe. Thomas has the authority to do this as the justice who deals with the 11th Circuit cases, which is the circuit that Georgia is a part of, conveniently. However, this does not mean that the justices will ultimately grant Graham's request, and that he's definitely in the clear from testifying. But I'm sure they'll remain completely impartial as always. Missouri, who previously described herself as anti-abortion, was denied an abortion last week after her water broke at 17 weeks of pregnancy, and now she is appearing in an advertisement against a Republican in her state. While she was undergoing this medical emergency, she reached out to her Republican state senator for help, and then he sent her to an anti-abortion crisis pregnancy center and promised to talk to the state attorney general, Eric Schmidt, on her behalf. She ended up being forced to travel across state lines for treatment, and now she's appearing in an ad for Eric Schmidt's opponent, Trudy Bush Valentine, which sounds like it could be a lyric on a vault version of Taylor Swift's Karma. Attorney General Merrick Garland held a press conference yesterday and announced multiple charges in three cases against Chinese intelligence officers who the DOJ alleges were working within the U.S. In the first major case, two Chinese agents were charged with trying to bribe someone in order to obstruct prosecution of the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei. They make very popular phones. Unfortunately for those two agents, the person who they tried to bribe was actually a U.S. double agent. I hate when that happens. For the second case, which is out of New Jersey, three Chinese intelligence agents were charged with conspiring to act in the U.S. as illegal agents on behalf of a foreign government. And the third case was out of the Eastern District of New York and accused several people working on behalf of the Chinese government of, quote, engaging in a multi-year campaign of threats and harassment to force a U.S. resident to return to China. Love to see the productive start of Q4 for Merrick Garland. And I do not want to hear anything about circling back next year until December 23rd at the earliest. For our final two stories, we are going international. In Russia, Brittany Griner's appeal hearing is set for today, where she hopes to overturn her 9-year sentence in a Russian prison for the accidental possession of medically prescribed vape residue while flying through the Moscow airport. Griner's mental health has reportedly been deteriorating in prison, and she is not expecting that her sentence will be significantly reduced with this appeal, because it's, you know, Russia. I also can't help but think, how many times has a Russian oligarch's kid gotten through TSA with a vape cartridge? Trick question. They fly private. And finally, the UK has yet another new prime minister. Rishi Sunak has been elected by the Conservative Party as their new leader. Sunak was a former member of parliament and served as the Chancellor of the Exchequer, which is the equivalent of our treasury. So he's a financial guy, and God knows they have some serious problems there. Sunak is also a child of immigrants from India and is set to be the first prime minister of color in the UK, as well as the youngest since 1812. So really all he has to do now is not throw multiple cocaine parties or propose a plan that's so bad it breaks markets 5 countries away. Shouldn't be so hard. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements. If you enjoyed this podcast and all the biased views shared here, you can help us grow by leaving a 5-star rating on Spotify and a review on Apple. And of course, by telling your friends about it, especially the ones who want to keep up around the midterms. And if you want more news, check out our newly launched premium episodes. You can find them in your feed on Apple or by searching Morning Announcements Extra Extra on Spotify. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on. Betches.